Hi, this is Lisa with Inspire to Thrive. Today's podcast is about effective ways to increase your site's traffic with do-it-yourself SEO. I've had a post on the blog for many years by Anil Agarwal, and I updated it recently as there's been many changes in SEO with his approval. And I wanted to share some of the things I've learned over the past year as I've really increased my SEO efforts into the blog. As you know, in order to be seen, you need to get organic traffic to your website or blog. Once you do, when you start generating organic traffic, it's like putting the faucet on. It just keeps pouring as long as you can maintain. Working with SEO is never done. It's like housework. There's always something to be done every day with your SEO efforts. So in order to get started, I'm just going to go over a little bit. What is do-it-yourself SEO? It's optimizing your own website or blog so you can be found better in the search engine when people are searching. It's really optimizing your content with the correct keywords and phrases on things that you may either be selling or services that you offer. There are many factors involved. There used to be over 200 ranking factors. So it does take a little bit of time to learn and a lot of time and patience as you go along. And once you do get it working, it can change overnight with a lot of the latest Google updates. In October, Google made a lot of different updates. A lot of sites were hit hard. And again, on November 2nd, which is just last week, there were more updates. So there's a lot to go over. And again, sometimes, you know, other sites, what they do affects your site ranking. Someone else could be coming up with some other fabulous content that outranks yours and pushes your site down. So there's a lot of variations. The first tip is to find out what keywords people are searching for. I love using Google Trends. You know, if you want to see what's trending out there, not only that, but Google Trends gives you ideas on other phrases that you can use for keywords. So that's the first thing I would do is to do that research. You can actually just search on Google if you don't want to spend money on tools. Of course, there's a lot of tools you can use as well. The first thing, especially if you're a new blogger or a new website, is to get some long tail keywords. Those are the phrases with four or more. For example, best iPhone apps for fitness, instead of just saying best iPhone app. How to quickly lose belly fat, instead of lose belly fat. So as you can see, the long tail are the ones that are a little easier to rank for. And also the ones that have a little bit less traffic, the volume. Because if you use a tool, they rank them like the easiest being one, the hottest being 100. So you'd want to get to, you know, between 1 and 30 to rank. And once you rank with some of those, then you can step it up. Some of the tools you can use, and I've used over the years, is I used Ubersuggest when I first started. It was free. And if you have just one site, it's a great little tool to get started for free. They do have premium plans, which were very affordable. They used to be $30. I believe they're still around that price point. And then I started going over to SEMrush. I went right from like the lowest price to the highest price. I'm now using SERPStat kind of in the middle, along with the Right Blogger. The Right Blogger's AI has over 55 AI tools, and part of their tools are all SEO related. And you can do keyword research right on there. Fabulous, fabulous tool. They're $29.99 a month for everything. Highly recommend them. So that's the first thing, is to do the search of the keywords. And then check out the volume again. You want to know what the volume is because you don't want to pick those really high ranking ones, because it'll be very hard to rank for in the beginning. Once you get going, you may be able to. Another thing is to not keep using the same keyword stuffing over and over again. If you use a plugin like Rank Math or Yoast, they usually let you know if you've done too many or not. And you have to be careful not to use too little. I had an article once that ranked really well, and I thought I had too many keywords, and I really knocked quite a bit out, and I saw the rankings really drop. So it's a fine line there, but you want to use different versions of the keyword, different phrases, because that really helps now. So you want to have one primary keyword, and you want to make sure you sprinkle it. That's going to be the title tag, the meta description, alt tags, and your subheadings. And again, you can use variations. And then add some secondary keywords, because you want to be able to rank for multiple, not just one. When you start ranking for multiple keywords, you really increase your ranking for that primary keyword, and that's where all that traffic will come. Don't forget about the title tags and meta descriptions because they do play a role. They may not reflect the SEO, but they reflect the choices people make whether or not to click when they see your information in the search engines. So you want to have compelling, unique descriptions that attract clicks. Make sure that those title tags and meta descriptions are a little different. That was a big mistake I had for many years, having the same ones, and that took a long time to go through. I still probably have more to go through. So that's something you want to look at. And if your old site is older, sometimes I think it's harder because you got to kind of tear things apart. Another one is the featured snippets. The things you can do to get into the featured snippets. FAQs used to be big. They've kind of backed off on that, but they're still useful to have on your pages if you still want to use them. They're fine. Some of the snippets they recommend are the paragraph snippets, the lists like listicles, and tables. If you have tables of, I usually use tables when I'm comparing products and prices and reviews. As far as the list, they recommend you do at least 10 in a listicle. Another tip is to come up with questions to answers, right? You want to have questions and answers on the site. Those help with the rankings as well because sometimes you'll see those featured. And you want to have detailed content. You don't want to have thin content. I actually deleted a lot of posts that were so thin and were irrelevant because I've been over 10 years with this site. So a lot of folks will tell you over 2,000 words rank well. That's partially true. I've started doing some longer content and it did rank well. But with all the new updates, they're saying don't overdo it. Don't have fluff. If you can have 700 words, that may rank just as well. I've actually noticed that when I went into Google and did some searches, that some of the things that came up on page one and ranking number one were shorter articles. So having extra words in there may not help you, it may harm you. Make sure your structure is nice, not only for SEO, but for your readers, which would keep them on the site. That you want to have the headers correct, one H1 tag at the top, that's your title, then H2, H3 and 4, just make sure that as you go along that your each paragraph is 300 words or less so people can scan. I usually don't do more than two sentences before I put space in, just so it makes it easy to scan. The last tip is about backlinks. Backlinks also help your SEO efforts. And backlinks are sometimes hard to get. External links, that's what backlinks are. They come from other sites. So sometimes if you do a one of the ones that they recommend is guest posting on other blogs, because you can usually get a link back to yours. And I don't recommend always doing your homepage, try to put it other places. Anything that's relevant, that's I think is the most important when I'm doing links. If you do roundup posts, do interview posts, a lot of times the people you interview will link back to your site for that post. You can also use sites like Quora and some online directories. Recently, I updated my Hot Frog listing. So there's different places that you can get these backlinks because they do make a difference, but sometimes they can be hard. A lot of SEOs are saying you really shouldn't do those link exchanges. Google doesn't seem to like those. You need to do more like three-way links. So if you get a link from A, then you get a link to B, and then that links to C instead of just going A to B, A to B. So keep that in mind because that was an old one that people used to do all the time. Used to see those on blogs. They had all their links and all the other people used to link back to them, and that's no longer the case. So just be careful on that. And just keep working on it. And you got to do the research. You can't just set it, forget it. and you got to keep researching. If you use the tools, check them at least weekly, if not a couple times a week. I sometimes try to even check daily on certain keywords or have reports emailed to you to make it easy. So I hope this helps you to optimize your site, give you some more things to think about on your blog or website. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.